So in this video, I want to talk about the limitations to any kind of prompting, okay? So no matter how good you are at prompting, the idea, the inherent idea of prompting is somewhat limited for the following reasons. So firstly, the language models just do not have agency, okay? They cannot do things. No matter how good the output is, they can't publish it to a website. They can't upload it. They can't share it. They can't activate another software. They can't chain, you know, take a prompt and send it to DALL-E and then take the image and turn it into a video. They can't do that. They just do not have agency. Hence, the requirement for agents, which take us beyond the limitations of simple LLMs and actually do things and actually make things beyond just simple text. Secondly, LLMs are best at one micro task at a time, okay? And we've talked about this. If you give it one very focused task with lots of examples, it's going to do a fundamentally excellent job. If you give it like a million, you know, one task with like 27 parts, it's going to do a very poor job. And again, this is another reason for agents. We can decompose and break down a much more complicated flow into individual prompts, get the AI to execute on each one, and then chain them all up together. Also, LLMs reward experience. They reward knowledge and awareness. And so if I open up a prompt and I say, please can you write me some words that sell my AI course, it's going to write me some copy, but it's not going to be very, very good. If on the other hand, I say, I am launching a new generative AI course targeted at affiliate marketers, online entrepreneurs, and AI enthusiasts who want to unlock completely unknown secrets relating to AI generation and profiting online. The course is called AI Whisperer 2025. It is very much about cutting edge, powerful knowledge. And here are some example headlines, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Please now return me 5 additional headlines that blah, 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 blah. You know, if I write something like that, it's going to give me a much, much better response. And part of the reason for that is because I was being specific. And the reason I was being specific is because I have experience as a copywriter and as someone who's active within this niche. And so we will want to pepper our prompts with examples, with wording, with phrases, with keywords, with knowledge that relates to that niche. But really, the best way to do that is just to have experience. And so consequently, you know, the people who get the most out of these prompts are going to be the people who have experience anyway. Also, the language models require repetition. I've talked about, you know, using this to your advantage. And it's not just a case of this being the case with language models. It's the same with image AIs. Very often, I will run the same image task, you know, 3, 5, 10 times. And one of them or two of them or three of them will be phenomenal. It's, you know, it really does require repetition, a lot of these tasks. And the more that we can automate that with agents, the better. And so what we're going to look at now are some prompting basics. We're going to recap on some of the key things. And we're going to talk about some of the elements that I forgot. And I think I mentioned this in a previous video. We will want to check out PromptBase as well. It's just a really great resource for generating prompts. It's definitely really, really good. So check that out. But, you know, you are going to have to be aware of these limitations that are essentially insurmountable and are just inherent to the AI's agency. Will, you know, having agents will improve things. It will automate a lot of this stuff. But in the absence of agents, you are kind of limited with what you can do with the AI's. So thanks, and I'll see you in the next video.